Blog Talk Radio.
NCWCC National Coalition of Women of Color talk show. We are airing live from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Today is July 28, 2010. This is one of our shows that is leading up to an event that we are partnering with the U.S. Women's Chamber in Washington, D.C., that will be here on August 17th. They are hosting a women-led economy at the Synergy Building at 75 5th Street, Northwest 3rd floor at the Hodges Room in Atlanta, Georgia, at Georgia Tech. Please look at the fact that the U.S. Women's Chamber is releasing a report for the women-led economy. I have several guests on this afternoon. It's been a moment since we have had some airtime. We have been very busy with our youth this summer. The coalition sponsors the Youth Build Program for DeKalb County, which is the NCWCC Build a Youth Program. And we're very proud to have both our multimedia director and our multimedia liaison and leader in our production efforts for the coalition on. I'm going to go over a couple things before we bring our guest on regarding the women-led economy. It's very important that most of everyone understands the capacity that the U.S. Women's Chamber and their mission and the market in which they're trying to implement. With the Shiver report that has been presented, the U.S. Women's Chamber of Commerce is an independent force behind economic revolution in America. And the premises of that is that women's federal procurement programs are one of very few of some of the things that the chamber is implementing. And we have been working and following Margot Dorfman and her organization for some time now. The Women-Led Economy is a report, a regional meeting that's going to be held to release what the chamber has found, a groundbreaking report laying the foundation for transformative new future for women as market leaders through the Women-Led Economy. This report challenges the conventional view of women preliminary as employees and breadwinners within families and calls upon women to take the lead by focusing on tremendous purchase power. With women-owned firms building our economic resources and institutions and working together as a market leaders to advance our objectives, the U.S. Women Chamber of Commerce takes issues on two recent affluential reports. One is called the Shiva Report, A Woman's Nation, which represents women as employees and family breadwinners, and the Harvard Business Review called the Family Economy, which views women as consumers. The U.S. Women's Chamber argues that neither report grasps the transformative opportunity women and I have to focus and leverage our clout as consumers and business owners. And so we need to consolidate and leverage the gains of women who have made over the last 160 years to shape business and the employee market. We ask everybody to go to USWCC.org to look at the report, and you can learn more about the report. There is a press release, and there is an interactive report leveraging some of the premises of the report. And we ask everyone to support, both male and female, to support the program and to support the U.S. Women's Chamber. They will be here on August 17th. And I wanted to reiterate the fact that this is a regional meeting, and everyone is invited. It is free to anyone who wants to attend. And then shortly after that, we will be having a pregame event at the Phillips Arena at the Atlanta Dreams game between the Chicago Sky. And with that being said, what I want to do is lead into our guests for today who have been able to open up quite a bit of brand marketing and brand selection for the coalition itself. And I want to welcome Mr. Antonio Choice to our call today. And I would also like to welcome our fearless leader, Mr. Mario Coleman, who is our executive president over the coalition itself that's located out of Nashville. Welcome to the call, you guys. Thank you for
coming.
Thank
you very
on.
Much. Thank you very much, and it's a blessing to be here with you.
Definitely.
Kate?
Definitely.
I know it's been a minute since we have interacted on the show, but I want to thank you, Mr. Coleman and Mr. Choice, for coming aboard. And since Mr. Coleman, you know, I'd like to kind of let you lead off about what you're doing and what's going on. What you're doing in Nashville, as well as the relationship that you're building with Mr. Choice, if you don't mind.
Great. Thank you. Pretty much what we've had an opportunity to do here in Nashville, based on, and I want to emphasize, based on the experience that I was able to gain with working with NCWCC Build a Youth over the past 2 years, we were able to partner with an individual by the name of Eva Franklin, who had resources involving Junior Achievement, which is a national company known all over the United States, as is the Build a Youth organization as well. So with that, we've actually been able to parlay our relationship with them, networking, and relationships that's enabled us to have our first location, which is at Mary Pruitt Library, which is actually a landmark here in Nashville, Tennessee. So that being said, we actually had an opportunity to sit down with Mary Pruitt, who actually she's a state representative, had the library built, and got a chance to show her some of the projects that we've been doing, and she was very pleased with that, and also was talking about meeting with us as far as what strategically we need to do in order to position ourselves for different funding in the community so we can expand our program into tutoring and doing different things that will allow us to impact the community directly. The thing that Creamy was saying that I specialize in is pretty much multimedia, which covers a wide array of genres and marketing tools. So with that being said, that's pretty much what we have going on. So we've been able to, I've been able to actually meet with some of the older men, older black men in the neighborhood. They've come together with me, and we put together a promotional song and DVD that that we actually used for promotion this Saturday, where we recruited up to like about 25 kids and got their parents involved in the program.
Okay. And with that being said, Mr. Choice, if you don't mind, please let everybody know about your corporation and the parallel relationships that is happening between the coalition, you, Mr. Coleman, and some of the events that you're working on with some of the producers that you're working with as well?
Absolutely. Again, I'd like to thank Ms. Ali and the audience for having me here today. My name is Antonio Choice. I am the CEO of Choice Management and Multimedia Group, which is a full-service management and multimedia group. I currently have distribution in which I distribute image, video, and music content to over 170 digital channels online, that's international, as well as to 130 mobile media carriers. With that being said, Choice Management and Multimedia Group is looking forward to partnering up with the Youth Build multimedia program in reference to distributing and teaching the youth how to become producers, executive producers of shows catering to the coalition and the Youth Build program. This will, number one, show the students at an early age how productions are ran, how they're also projected through sound scan, how checks are cut on a quarterly basis, what it takes to fully produce the show, behind the scenes, so on and so forth. So with the collaboration of the Youth Build program, we're looking to strategically market and build a network that is centered around the coalition and the Youth Build program itself. Some of the relationships that we have established right now that we're working on partnering the coalition up with is one is the House of Divas, which is a reality television show. Executive producer, Benjamin Jemison Phillips. The host of this reality show is Claudia Jordan from Deal or No Deal. We are actually working on building or putting episodes together that will cater directly to the coalition for brand purposes. It will also implement jobs for students in the program on the construction side of things as well as the multimedia side of things. It's obviously being that there is a the coalition is based on, you know, women of color. There are obviously some prominent women of color that are participating in this show that are looking forward to participating and joining forces with the coalition as well. So what my role, what I will be coming in and doing and working with Mario as well as Ms. Ali and the rest of their team is formulating a strategic market plan that will allow this program to succeed off of what we like to call residual income. That's what distribution is really considered today. You know, not only will this create a budget, but it'll allow us to go out, shoot commercials for potential advertisers, put strategic marketing plans, international strategic marketing plans. It'll allow the youth to post previous content that have aired. We have the capabilities of live streaming, which we'll be doing a lot of. It goes on and on. The list continues. We just look forward to unrolling this project in a very successful manner.
One of the things that I thought that was very interesting is that we've been discussing between the groups on how to advance our youth in the multimedia. One of the things that Mr. Coleman has implemented in terms of the multimedia for the Youth Build here in Atlanta is being able to integrate a variety of organizations and schools and organizations and people like parents. I want to welcome one of our board members to the call, Ms. Sandra Weeks. Ms. Weeks, welcome to the call.
Hello.
Good
Okay. And one of the things that we have been able to implement is to have relationships with folks that are engaged in grassroots communities and grassroots efforts throughout the community. Somebody like your mom, Mr. Choice, that is the first lady of the Jackson, is it Jackson Baptist?
Jackson Memorial Baptist Church, yes, ma'am.
Jackson Memorial Baptist Church, she's a fine lady. We've had the honor and the pleasure of meeting with her. And some of the things that she's doing that you're working with her on and collaborating and feeding people in the community, those are the grassroots. You guys are people like yourself, your mom, and Ms. Weeks. You guys are a grassroots, the foundation of our society who works behind the scenes effortlessly to provide the services that must be needed and must be implemented in order to touch the people that we try to serve, which are the parents. You guys serve the parents, and we serve the children. And so I want to, you know, and just kind of bring aboard Ms. Weeks about what she's doing as a program structure at Towers High School. She's introducing a very, very much-needed program. I hate to put you on the spot like that, but I just wanted to introduce the guest on the show, Ms. Weeks, about what you're doing at Towers High School in Decatur, Georgia, and then your status as the president of your association. And I'll leave you mind letting us know a little bit about what you're doing as well.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sandra Weeks, as Ms. Ali indicated, and I am a parent at Towers High School. My daughter is going into her sophomore year, and from being involved at Towers High School and being a concerned parent and an advocate, I would call myself, for the children or for the teens at Towers High School, I realized from talking to the principal that there was a need to try to implement a program for the young ladies of Towers High School. And the reason that this came about is because I believe there's probably about 26 students, well, there were 26 students last school year that were pregnant walking around the Towers High School. And my daughter and I, we had a conversation and we were talking about it. I was a little flabbergasted at the how large the numbers were. And from speaking with my daughter, her statement that she made to me was, are you counting the ones that have already had kids, like, you know, that were pregnant or whatever for the second time? So the principal and I talked about it, and he said, yeah, we have probably about 26 students who are expecting at Towers. And I said, well, we need to come up with a program, or we need to come up with some type of concept for the teens. And I told him that what I wanted to do over the summer is brainstorm and try to think of something that we could implement the upcoming school year. And the program that I decided to come up with was young adult empowerment. And underneath that, it was breaking the chains and breaking the cycle. And the program is targeted in the beginning for the young ladies. We will meet on a Saturday, and what I wanted to do is just have a place for them to come, an outlet where they can come and talk about themselves and talk about relationships and discuss what makes them want to do some of the things that they do, or just trying to alleviate them getting themselves in that situation. You have so many teens that young ladies that don't feel comfortable talking to their parents, or their parents don't even talk to them about sex. And then you have a lot of single parent households where the girls' fathers may not tell them, I love you, or they may not tell them that you're beautiful, that you're very attractive. So when they start meeting these boys and the boys tell them, you know, you're so pretty, you're so attractive, then they feel like, wow, he really loves me. So now at that time, anything that they ask them to do, they're willing to be more vulnerable and giving themselves to them. So if you love yourself and you have the respect within, you're going to have the respect on the outside as well. And that means having other people to give you the respect that you deserve. But a lot of times they need that help. They need someone to teach them proper etiquette, you know, how to dress for success. I mean, just whatever we want to talk about. So that's one of the programs that I'm trying, or that hopefully we will have up and running by September. And I'm not sure how many people will come, but we're going to do it at least for a couple of hours. And I have letters that I have to get the principal to approve to solicit other businesses to donate, other stores, other stores in the community to make donations so we can provide them with some type of breakfast or some type of afternoon snack. I have other friends who work in the corporate sector that will come and help them with trying to do resumes, doing mock interviews, how to dress, how to look, you know, how to talk about birth control, how to talk about, you know, saying no and the value of your body and not feeling that to have a boyfriend, you have to have sex with them. So that's one of the programs that we're going to do at Towers. And hopefully I can extend it out, whereas we can even have like a food bank for the kids. So if they need food that they can take home, we can provide them with some type of food that will get them through until when they come back to school, because a lot of times, too, they don't get meals. They get their meals from when they come to school and eat. You have parents that are teen parents themselves. You have some of the kids that parents are on crack and on drugs that have to fend for themselves. So that's one of the things that I'm passionate about. And I helped my niece with a flyer at school that I created for her to use for substance abuse, teenage substance abuse, but she's also coming up with a program in Virginia for teenage drug and substance abuse. So that brochure that I made, that was just basically the blueprint for what I'm going to use to implement the program at Towers High School.
Well, I appreciate that, Ms. Weeks. I want to welcome one of our new members on the call. Anne-Marie, welcome to the call. Thank you for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me.
Okay. And the reason I wanted you to come aboard is that some of the things that work together with what we're doing is we have Mr. Antonio Choice, one of our guests that's a part of our multimedia. We have Mr. Coleman on as well as a guest person. And we have Mrs. Weeks, which is one of our board members. Mr. Coleman is the executive board member over the entire national coalition. And I wanted to just welcome you to the call. And one of the things that I noticed is when we spoke was that all this ties together with the fact that you have a holistic company that you work as in conjunction with your other firm. Can you let everybody know what you do down there in Florida, between Florida and North Carolina?
Sure, I would love to. In regards to the holistic health, I've been in that field self-employed for 12 years, and basically I offer what I call integrative health services. Either they can be used alone or in conjunction with your mainstream medical. And I basically work with people for cleansing the body to maintain optimum health. Also, I work with weight management and also do stress and trauma coaching.
Wow.
In conjunction with that.
About 10 years ago. Okay. So tell everybody about your day job.
Okay. The day job, well, night job too. I work with for New Millennium Construction. It's a historical restoration company. Basically, we our main niche is the restoration of wood windows and doors, any type of ornamental metal restoration, custom millwork and design if needed, and a few little odds and ends we add to that as well, some painting and other things.
Okay. And basically the dialogue for the show is to kind of introduce. We hadn't been on the line for about a couple months, and just kind of reintroduce everybody so that everybody know exactly what all the board members are doing, and then just kind of reacclimating some of the things that all tie themselves together. And one that I want to know is that, like, most of the listeners who will be listening to the show is under the impression that the National Coalition of Women of Color in Construction is specifically construction related. And because we're running the Youth Build program as a sponsoring entity, we have been teaching our youth that you must be acclimated to being able to be diverse in every aspect of the world so that you can always be market or commodity. Mr. Coleman came down from Nashville and spent some time with the youth. Mr. Choice had came down already and spent some time with some of our multimedia youth. And Ms. Weeks has come down and spent some time with the youth. And we want to thank you, Anne-Marie, for doing some sponsoring of some of our fundraising tickets for some of the kids so that they can attend the Atlanta Dream Game. So all of you all have a relationship that indirectly affect the children. I want to call them, they're not children, they're the youth of our community, our future. So I want to thank you all on behalf of the founder of our organization, which is my mom, Ms. Freeman, and all the things that you have done indirectly and directly to support our efforts. So that's one of the things that I wanted you all to come on aboard and kind of mention. But everything that everyone has mentioned is it directly affects or has a part where, like Ms. Weeks, your organization is looking to do some mass marketing so people can understand exactly the needs and some of the program structure that you have for Towers High School. Am I correct?
Yes.
And then exactly with the same thing with what Anne-Marie does is that all of this is tied around multimedia and marketing, some of the things that you guys have done as a very well-rounded organization and a company that mass marketing is needed. Am I correct?
Yes, I agree. Yes.
Okay. And Antonio, what you do is do mass marketing, producing a brand for various companies and celebrities and things of that nature. So these are and Mr. Coleman does the same thing. So there is a relationship that ties to what we're doing. So I wanted all you all to come on and you know, let everybody know exactly what you guys are doing and how this actually ties to the coalition, its mission, and how each one of you all integrate yourselves into a very large and broader picture. So, again, I want to thank you guys for coming on and doing exactly what you've been doing, which is basically not just from a grassroots standpoint, but just supporting the causes that you all individually support as well as the coalition. So one of the things I want to do is I want to kind of allude to Mr. Choice about some of the distribution opportunities that you offer with the House of Divas, one of the projects, as well as some of the things that you have coming up within the next 3 months. If you can kind of expound on some of the aspects of the shows that you're doing, some of the fashion things that you put in place, if you don't mind.
Oh, absolutely. I have no problem with that. As far as the fashion is concerned, I've been a part of music and fashion for the past 10 years. I've established great relationships with, you know, your Bowdoin Fashion Colleges, your SCAD, AIU, so on and so forth. I represent and manage designers, men and women, high fashion, couture, urban, and other makeup artists, hairstylists, so on and so forth. I understand that each brand has an image, and each brand we consider to be a lifestyle. In order for brands themselves or products to stay in front of their niche market or people, places, things, whatever you want to call it, you have to have a vehicle to get there. And realizing that the Internet was taking great tolls and making people millionaires overnight because people have more access to a URL than they do to certain cable television stations. You know, and my ambition was to be able to mass market, produce content so that, you know, the unique visitors, unique users around the country would be able to watch. So I ended up partnering up with EES Media after 5 years. With that, doing fashion productions, I stay away from fashion shows right now. I still love to do them. However, what I do, I consider it more of informal modeling, where the models, we stream live. Every product placed a thing needs to be marketed. So we have what we call Fashion Cafe. We're going to be doing this at Cosmo Lava, which is in Midtown Atlanta, where the inside is set up like a mini apparel. So, you know, the people that accessories, they're able to market, produce their product to the everyday people, as well as make people around the globe aware of their product and how they can reach it. We're building a database of designers because we showcase three different designers each time we do Fashion Cafe, and everything is centered around the arts. If you think about fashion, food is fashion, the landscaping of your yard is fashion, the interior design is fashion, the decoration of your house is all considered fashion. So when you look back again, you know, fashion is one of the top grossing industries in the country. So outside of, you know, the fashion productions and things of that nature, I believe that in order for any organization to succeed, it almost needs to be set up like a multi-level networking marketing company, being that there's pieces of the puzzle that's always needed to keep new things afloat. So the distribution, it's almost like I like to consider it, you're able to make money while you're sleeping on vacation with your family, so on and so forth, because people are always searching for unique content. When you have unique content, you start working with the ad revenue companies where the advertisements are wrapped around the content that's being viewed. So if you look at what people are doing on YouTube, which is the same thing, YouTube is basically pimping. We like to call it the new age pimp, because your content is put up on these sites. You get hundreds of thousands of viewers. However, you're not making any money off of your product being up on these sites. Versus with what we're doing with the coalition, all of your product and all of the ad revenue that are wrapped around that you directly have involvement in, and it's money that, Jimmy, it's product that you can make money off of for a time to come. And we all realize that outside of reaching sponsors, people that are interested in donating funds to make our organization succeed, we have to come up with an innovative marketing campaign to not only keep our brand in front of the product, but also produce revenue so that we can continue to do the things that we need to do on a timely manner.
And Mr. Coleman, I wanted to just kind of go back with you, what you're doing with the organization in Nashville, which is a national organization that you guys are working with. That's one of the things that you're doing as well, is branding and creating a brand, and what you guys are doing there as well, right?
Yes, we're trying to do also to what we're doing is we actually, one of the businesses that we're going to be focusing on is going to be actually event planning. And what that does is it allows us to be able to incorporate all of the multimedia aspects into it, as far as like what Mr. Antonio was talking about, branding and also, too, is that my phone? Hope it's not. The most important thing about, to kind of like piggyback on what Mr. Antonio was talking about, one of the most important things about marketing and branding is happy content. And so what I want to do with the group we're doing in Nashville is developing through our services and through our vision and through the training a unique concept of content that would allow us to be able to integrate it into what Mr. Antonio is talking about, the concept that he's talking about, because so that way we have something and a product that is marketable. And that concept can go into all aspects of business. For instance, even like in construction, our construction training, that is actually content that can be modified, that can be moved into a certain direction and be marketed. So what I've been basically focusing on now is basically having an organization that's doing branding, but also the focus is really on developing the content that can be branded, that can be moved out there in order for us to be able to utilize it. And the concept of it, being able to find a product, being able to take these techniques into any type of situation and create a situation where everybody can make money off of it. And then, of course, be trained. We got these young kids that are out here that that definitely want to do something. They just don't have the resources. You know what I mean? They don't think that they, or they think that the resources are beyond their reach. You know what I mean? Just based on what I've been doing in the library for the last couple of weeks, the talent, the intelligence is incredible. And what these young men and these young ladies can do, once just given an opportunity to just say, here's the tools, do what you do. And some of the ideas that they've been coming up with have just been amazing. So, but like I said, going back to this all lends itself back to what we started in Atlanta, coming into Nashville, building it up on both ends, and then bringing it back together to make it just a much stronger package overall.
Okay. And the one thing I wanted to just piggyback on is for Ms. Week's purpose, I think what Mr. Coleman has pretty much said is what you are implementing in this year and bringing young people, especially young ladies, to the table and allowing them a way to see various types of individuals that that are successful, that made some choices, but they still bounce back. And you know, just kind of feed into that, you know, that the world is a lot bigger. They're very intelligent individuals. And just because they're living, you know, in a tier one area, going to Towers High School, and even though, you know, to me, to be my comment about Towers High School is that I have seen more of, I've had the best of both worlds. I've been able to talk and work with some of the Towers High School youth that you visited at the youth program that have 3.8 grade point averages, 4.2 grade point averages, and those individuals that you're implementing that's coming up this year. And so I just understand exactly what your charge is and what you're trying to do in saving these young women.
Okay, you said. I'm sorry, you said, what am I trying to do to save them?
No, I said we understand what you're doing to try to save them.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, I mean, you have a lot of the students that have a 3.0 and above GPA, and then you still have some other students that are your, you know, C students, D students, and even though the focus is on trying to meet the standards that DeKalb County has, AYP, which basically means that you have a certain criteria that each school has to meet as far as with the kids, with the teenagers meeting a certain standard. And Towers did not meet that standard again this year, which means that you have to get to those kids and let them realize and understand the necessity of them to be able to take these tests and pass these tests. But if they don't care, and if they feel that they don't have adults or the parents don't care, then a lot of them are going to be stagnant, and they're not going to try to get out of their surroundings. You have a lot of these kids or teens that haven't even ventured out to the King Center. They don't even know anything about the King Center. DeKalb County is all they know. And the program that I have, which is geared towards women or the young ladies, but I don't want it to just be for the ladies. I want it eventually to be for the ladies and the men, because they both need that foundation. They both need that structure. They both need that guidance to let them know that there is life outside of towers, that there are other opportunities that you can pursue. The sky's the limit. Is that in order for you to get ahead, you have to believe in yourself, but sometimes it takes other people to believe in you so you can believe in yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm gonna lead to this other part, and this is why the holistic healing is so important, which means that there's a holistic approach when young people like that are seeking treatment for imbalances and choosing to live a more balanced lifestyle, which primarily distinguishes holistic healing apart from alternative medicines, complementary medicines, integrative medicines that is physical health. And I was just kind of alluding to Anne Marie about this. This is some of the things that you actually point on yourself. Am I correct?
Yes, absolutely, yes. And there are a lot of very creative means in which you can do different things with them to allow them to start seeing their own potential within. And they're very powerful, very, very powerful. You know,
Go ahead.
You know, there's some very simple things that cost nothing that can be given to them, these tools.
And that will be like an ongoing journey for them to discover and search out more answers, ultimately to live in a better, more healthier, more striving wholeness in terms of holistic healing and addressing individuals more in the not just the physical aspect, but in where it manifests internal mental illnesses that are more apparent when I've learned from some other folks that when you do the same thing over again and get the same results, that is a mental illness. And it's that imbalance deals with the lifestyle and the choices in which really that I'm trying to kind of bring our listening audience into understanding that approach trickles upward from what you ladies are doing, which is always, I always say that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. The hand that I'm to, which is, you know, Anne Marie and Miss Weeks, will be able to help the men who are trying to implement this media image of these people, these young folks, men and women, to be able to give a way to healing some of the means that have kind of made us look as the young people look as, and I'm just gonna be kind of vague about it, where you see the young girls in the dress type that they have. All of this is a part of of healing. A way of integrating the society in which these young people have grown up in, because all of us are a little bit over 25. I admit that. Everybody online.
I'm just 24.
Miss Ali, may I say something? When I first met Miss Ali, one of the things that she said to me, which was very interesting, and this was even before she got into the whole multimedia side of things to me, with me, which was that 75% of the students that go through their program, you know, are employed, you know, shortly after, which is a phenomenal number. What really interested me, and I was, you know, listening to some of the things that Miss Weeks was just speaking on, which is the kids not understanding or not, you know, thinking outside of towers and not experiencing anything outside of towers. This brings back the whole multimedia side of things. I think that, you know, with the way that the internet is gone right now, you know, most people don't have to step outside of their home to venture out to California or to New York and really get that feel. I do believe that, you know, in the multimedia business, it's a very lucrative business, number one. You know, number two, putting a program like the multimedia program that you guys have into different schools, I think, will give students a better idea of how they look at our world today. They see the rappers, they see the athletes, they see big money, and a lot of these kids, God knows, they know that, you know, 10% of the rappers that actually rap are going to make it. You know what I'm saying? You know, maybe 15-20% of the athletes that are coming through these schools are actually going to become professional athletes. However, everyone wants to sustain a certain type of lifestyle, regardless of whether they're growing up in the projects or whether they're out in Buckhead. You know, there's a certain type of lifestyle they would like to live, and a lot of it's conveyed through what they're seeing on television. So my mission would be, in joining forces with the coalition and distribution, is once we're able to get this program to where it's sustainable and these individuals see that they could really step into a business when they graduate from high school and be making top-notch money, going into, a career, you know, not a job, you know, but more towards a career. This could be something that could be implemented into schools all around the country when you think about what's going on with our teachers losing jobs because there's not enough funding within the school systems. You know, that's crazy. That does not help our mission at all. However, if we could find ways to create revenue inside of these schools where we're not necessarily depending on the state to fund this money, but we teach these kids how to – the distribution is a budget for them. We're teaching them how to run their own network, which will, number one, provide residual income for the school that could also pay these students to produce these projects that they're working on. You know, so it's almost like an understudy program that could really be implemented around the country. And I think that with the Youth Build program, and I love what Ms. Weeks was saying, you know, empowering these youth to know that, hey, you know, you might be inside DeKalb County, you know, there's things that you don't have, but please believe that, you know, once you set up a program that takes them outside of their comfort zone, it's about stepping outside of the box so they can see that there's a different world. And by utilizing multimedia, we could kind of do like almost a reverse psychology. We can bring the world into their world, which will make them have to step outside of their world.
Exactly. Right. What that means is that we are validating multimedia. We are validating their feelings. Absolutely. And this is another holistic approach. Am I right, Anne-Marie? When you are validating your feelings, when you feel that you're in a safe place to vent your emotions, that when you have somebody that's a friend or a partner who supports what you exhibit, what your feelings openly, that's what multimedia is. It is important to have your feelings validated. And one of the things I think someone said, that in watching these youth, they are validating their feelings, their emotions through this multimedia. It is the most important balance that I have seen, because how our children, what our children look at and how we validate them and how they validate themselves gives a holistic approach. Each one of you all are doing a tremendous job in doing a holistic approach in healing our communities. And so I just want to kind of thank you all for that. This validates our kids. One of the things I want to say, we've got about 4 minutes left in the show. I've had multiple, I don't want to call them tragedies, but we've had multiple family members, very close family members, my aunts, that have passed in the last 2 weeks, back-to-back on a Sunday. And filling those situations, I was filled with the type of love and the type of holistic understanding of how I was able to project to them how I felt, and they received that. So I really want to just kind of let people know that even though that we are, you know, on this talk show and implementing some things about women-led economy as the subject matter was, but just kind of understanding that there is a core amount of research and knowledge that each one of us bring to this this forum that we've created this afternoon. And I want to thank you guys. Please let everybody know, Mr. Choice, your website and what you the website and how people can contact you.
Absolutely. I have a couple different sites that you can check out. For our live and our archive footage, you would go to www.undergroundmetro.com. That will be where you find the majority of the content, in which we'll be placing up with the coalition and other individuals that we're working with. You can also check out musicforcharities.com. That's www.musicforcharities.com. And you can also contact me directly, email ant.choice@gmail.com. Look me up on Facebook. Constantly keep everything updated there. Facebook, Antonio Choice. They call me the power broker. I'm the best dressed guy on Facebook. Let's get it.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you let everybody know how to contact you?
You can contact me actually at SandraWeeks@comcast.net. And also you can go to my Facebook page, and I'm going to be the chunky little one diva.
Okay,
and my phone number is my telephone number is 678-749-1924.
Okay, and Ms. Anne Marie, could you let everybody know how to contact you and your business?
Yes, you can contact me at rgme999@aol.com. And the historical restoration website is N as in Nancy, M as in Mary, CC like cat, historical.com.
Okay, and Mr. Coleman, we leave you not last, but the most important. Please let everybody know what you're doing in terms of being able to contact you on the web.
Okay, basically, as far as what we're doing in the organization, you can contact me at NCWCC. buildayouth.org, and on the other side of that, I also have a romantic spoken word site where we do original music and everything. I think it's a really good place if people want to just come, chill, and relax and enjoy some really clean, relationship-oriented poetry. And you can go to www.backtointimacy.com and check that out.
Okay, and I want everybody to not forget to mention that we are taking enrollment for classes that start on August 16th. Please contact Ms. Abby at 678-694-7915 to 7715 for enrollment if you have youth that's involved. I want to thank everybody for coming on at short notice. We're going to end the show with Miss Destiny Muhammad, Call Grace. Thank you all very much for coming aboard.
I am the voice of ancient calling and the voice of all good tidings. I am the sound of angels' laughter across the moonlight bay. I am all you'll ever need. I am all you'll ever need. I am the wisdom of all elders. I'm the wonder in a child's eyes. I am a cool and gentle breeze on a warm sea.